T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's new to our team, but not new to you. Former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, fellas?
Good. Excited about Sunday. And I thought of you because you're probably going through your mind and these great rivalry games these two teams have had. And I remember it was for the division title. And you were leading the Steelers on the road in Baltimore, and nobody gave us much of a chance, but you beat the Ravens on their home turf and ruined John Harbaugh's day. And nobody was happier than me. Do you reflect back on that?
I do, and especially this time of year whenever we're going to Baltimore, because there's a lot of memories that way. And even though that was 7 years ago, there was a lot on the line. We were, we had slim playoff hopes alive. They were a chance to clinch the division, and it was something that, at that time, no quarterback has beaten the Ravens without Ben at quarterback. So, it is a tough task at hand, but, we went down there, we fought, and we were able to come away with the victory.
Yeah, I disagree with Larry when he says no one was more happy than him. I would say there's a picture, a great picture of you and Ben Roethlisberger hugging afterwards that game. Ben telling you that was a big win, dude.
It was. And it was, it's one of those things, the emotions of a game. I knew Ben was coming back the following week to start. There was a chance that this would possibly be my last game ever starting, and it was just tough, and people caught that moment. And, I realized that. And, even though it was probably about a 20-second hug, it felt like it was about 5 minutes. I became emotional during that time.
Well,
a lot of people were reminded because 20 million people watched that, all at the same time.
Yeah, that was a great moment. And there have been many in this rivalry. And Coach Tomlin and Coach Harbaugh, the Ravens, have faced each other more than any other NFL head coach combo. Second only to George Halas and Curly Lambeau. How about that?
Yeah, that's impressive. And I'll let you know just the longevity and the success that both coaches have had. Because in this day and age, if you don't win, they get rid of you pretty quickly. So then, that speaks to their volumes. And right now, it's just really good to see, especially whenever both teams are competing at the levels that they are now.
Yeah, is it pretty amazing? How important is the stability of both organizations in a rivalry like this? I mean, you have two coaches that have been around forever, two pretty solid organizations. In fact, Baltimore tried, to mirror the ownership in Baltimore tried to mirror what the Steelers organization was like. I mean, how important is that when it comes to such a huge game that the fans are going nuts about on Sunday?
Absolutely. I think when with ownership, both owners are patient and they believe in their coaches that they hired. And what's more impressive is the fact that they're both in the same division. So that lets you know, there's not a complete dominance one way or another. And when you look at just the draft, it just starts not only on the regular season, but it starts right around draft time, because it seems like both are drafting the exact same way. If they draft a linebacker, we draft a linebacker. And that's just how it is. And both rosters are very, very similar.
We're with Charlie Batch. So Sunday at 1, how do you see this playing out? The Steelers played at an extraordinarily high level through the first half last week. Were able to hang on and win and stay undefeated against Tennessee. But it did show there are always, with a team, some weaknesses that Baltimore's looking at. And Lamar Jackson looks unstoppable at times. How do you see this matchup?
Yeah, like you mentioned, Lamar Jackson does seem unstoppable, but there's some flaws in his game, trying to throw the football down the field that he's trying to improve on. We're on the flip side, we started out great there, but, you can't turn the football over three times, and Ben is first to admit that. And I know one of them was at the end of the half, but it's still on your record, you know, at that point. So there's no, you typically don't come out of a game when you're minus three in a turnover ratio. Mike Tomlin explained that immediately after the game. There's room to improve, and we have to improve in that area if we expect to go into Baltimore and win this week.
Now, do the players take a game like this, do they have the record in their head, or are they just focusing on Sunday and on the game at hand? Or the fans get wrapped up in the emotions of the season record?
Yeah, I mean, both of them plays a factor, because there's no getting around the fact of saying, okay, you're undefeated, they have one loss. But to get to the playoffs, you know you have to get through your division, and Baltimore stands in that way. They won the division last year, so they are the ones that are top of the pecking order at this point. So you have to go down and knock them off. And it's very important this week, because if the Steelers can win this game, that means they'll have a two-game lead, really about two-and-a-half-game lead on the Ravens and create separation. But unfortunately, if they don't come away with this victory, you know, they can possibly be in, they will be in second place in the division, and that's not what we want.
And that's crazy, considering the Cleveland Browns only have two losses too. So they're still in it very much for the next few weeks to see what transpires.
Yeah, they are, and that's why they're waiting. You know, everybody wants to see what happens in this one. So I know everybody in Cleveland is rooting for the Ravens at this point, just to, you know, put a loss in the Steelers' column. But either way, you know, this is the Steelers Ravens division to win. So this is going to be the winner of this. The winner who successfully wins this one-on-one matchup, competing against each other, will ultimately win the division.
So what's up? I mean, how are we going to handle some of the injuries?
Yeah, that's a tough part. It looked like yesterday on the injury report, it looked like the majority of players did come back. There were a couple questions. I think Derek Watt was downgraded. He was full participant on Wednesday, limited yesterday. So waiting to hear what that progress report looks like for him. But I, you know, I have to expect everybody else out that chance Mike Hilton comes back. But either way, I think everybody is expecting to come out of this game. If they're injured going into this game, trust me, they're going to be a lot more injured coming out of this game, because like you heard Ben Roethlisberger mention, this is a game that you want your bye week to come after, because how physical this game is going to be.
Yeah, he talked about having his nose broke and all these things that have happened to him personally.
I remember that. I may cut you off there, Larry. I remember when he broke his nose, and I was laughing when he was commenting on it, because I said, I remember when it happened, and when he had his nose broke, he comes to the sideline, we're all looking at it, and he's like, is something wrong with my nose? We're like, all kind of face, giving that look like, no, nothing's wrong. Dr. Bradley looks over and says, nothing's wrong. He comes over, pops it back into place, sit. Now it looks good.
Ooh,
tape it up and go back in. I was like, ah, that was tough.
You so, guys are tough, man. Being a quarterback in the National Football League.
Something wrong with my nose. Everybody's tough. Looking at their shoes going, no, dude, it looks fine. It looks fine.
You look great, Ben. Meanwhile, a best to the batch. You can help Charlie help our kids, and I know you're excited about the future, what you're doing and building that's coming out of the ground, Charlie.
We are excited about it. We are adding 27,000 square feet to our existing building, and they are pretty much halfway through it. You know, so we're adding on. Our foundation is an educational foundation, and we focus mainly on reading and computer literacy along with our STEAM program. So we're excited about expanding our STEAM programs and everything else that's affiliated with it. So anybody who wants to learn more information about it, they can go to batchfoundation.org, and that'll give you an idea of what we do throughout a calendar year.
And you and your wife have done a great job. Continue your work, and we'll find people to help support you. Appreciate your partner. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.